So big news today, Microsoft filed a new lawsuit in federal court on behalf of customers and businesses. In a company blog post, President and Chief Legal Officer Brad Smith said customers have the right to know when the government requests access to the information they store on Microsoft's cloud services. Smith says the issue revolves around three things. Transparency, requests should be transparent as much as they can without hindering investigations. Digital neutrality. Now, we know when the government is searching our file cabinets, we should know when they're searching our emails in the cloud. And necessity. The government should have access to only what is necessary for their investigation. Seems reasonable. What do you think, Patrick?
It certainly does. I'm probably on the side of the tech world in this, but there are so many interesting things in this case. It doesn't seem like it's a timely thing for Microsoft. There doesn't seem to be a specific issue right now that they need to address. So I have to wonder if they didn't draft this on the heels of the Apple issue in order to make sure that they have some kind of sympathy from the public. But, you know, more generally, first of all, I think it's very important to mention that we all understand and know and agree that terrorism is terrible. And a lot of those are centered around the idea that, you know, we need to do this to stop terrorism. And we all, you know, as a French person, we've had two terrorist attacks in the past year. So I understand this very well. But there's also, I think, what I call the 9/11 hangover that is sort of going away a little bit, and reason is coming back. And the lengths to which the government and surveillance agencies have gone seems like it goes beyond what would have been accepted before 9/11 happened. And I understand we live in a different world, and certainly we do, but we might need to bring it back a little bit. I always like to reference that when we talk about these things. There was a great TV show called The Wire, where they were spying on drug dealers, basically, and the lengths they had to go through to get a judge to accept their demands for surveillance were incredible. And that was a very realistic show. It was done by a person who named Dan Simmons, who followed all of these things very closely. So the point I'm trying to get to is that what seemed reasonable before would seem impossible to implement today because it was too restrictive and too protective of the general public, and the rights were protected like in a way that we wouldn't believe today. And that was only 15 years ago. I think we've gone so far that it's time we scale things back a little bit. And I think that's what Microsoft is asking for here. They're not asking for things that are completely unreasonable. They understand that we need to do things differently than we did before. But certainly, because of the emotional response we've had to terrorism, some people think that we've gone too far. And it's time to re-examine this now that this has become normal, you know, the normality. Now we have to live with terrorism. It's not exceptional measures anymore. So let's look at it and let's, with in a more quiet environment, with more reasonable thought and time to process all of this, examine what we need and what maybe we don't need so much.
Feels like, especially in the past few years with the Edward Snowden revelations and all, you know, the kind of tsunami of changes and awareness and all that kind of stuff that's brought. Along with that has been a heavy dose of people. I don't know if the word is complacent, but people just kind of accepting and just kind of being like, well, I know it sucks. I know there's all this stuff going on. I'm literally just one person. And there's a mountain of stuff to even go up against. Where do you even start? Feels hopeless. I'm not going to, you know, ultimately people don't end up really doing a whole lot about it other than complaining about it. And I think the positive side that what we're seeing right here, and maybe this, you know, this kind of woke, I don't know the analogy, but something has woken up out of the Apple FBI case, which is that tech companies realize that they have a public perception that they can tap, like they can tap into that public perception, the power of the public support, the public by and large that has not had a whole lot of power or influence over a lot of this stuff, at the same time kind of saving their bottom line. And they have a lot of power right now. They have a really great way to reach a lot of people and make some change finally after, you know, this long 9/11 hangover that we've experienced for years and years. So I'm kind of happy to see that, right? That companies are actually kind of using their voice and their influence to step up and see what kind of change they can make. Twitter, I think this was like 2014, and it's still going on. They sued the Department of Justice to try and get some sort of capability to reveal in more than just 1,000 number chunks how much of their information has been requested or subpoenaed from the government and that kind of stuff. So more and more they're feeling empowered to go after and sue the government for just more clarity. And I think that's great.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of why I wanted to discuss this, because I mean, I don't know if the average person really understands that the government can ask Microsoft and they don't have, we don't have to even know. We don't have to know. The only reports, those transparency reports, are just how many requests they've gotten. Mm. We don't know. We don't have to know that they're looking at our stuff. They can look at it for as long as they want. They don't have to have a specific reason. They can look at as much as possible. So I think what Microsoft is asking is not that much. Just we should be able to tell people in some instances, if it wouldn't hinder the investigation, it should be a limited amount of time, and they shouldn't be able to just blanket look at everything. Mm-hmm. Your point is fascinating, Patrick, about how, you know, it does seem like they maybe are going on the coattails of Apple, but what a difference from when, you know, Tim Cook came out and wrote that letter and everyone was just like, yes, Tim Cook, I support Apple. I mean, not right away. The big companies weren't, but people were, especially. But, you know, Brad Smith, it's just like he wrote this and it's like, you know, just sort of landed. There hasn't been a ton of people just saying yes
immediately. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess over the next couple of days, we'll probably see a little bit more of that. I mean, there are certainly companies that stand to benefit from support. You know, Amazon has huge cloud infrastructure. I would imagine that they probably support a lot of what Microsoft's talking about here. Box has already kind of come out and voiced support in a kind of a limited way, but we're starting to see a little bit of that. And I have a feeling we're going to see a lot more.
Yeah, I think it's going to come. I mean, remember for the Apple thing, you're right, Megan. For the first couple of days or 3 days, it was very tepid. It took a little while for the tech companies to show their support. And I think it's natural because you want to weigh everything that you can before you answer on something that important, right? You want to weigh the actual legal benefits. You want to weigh the public perception, the PR aspect. And I'm sure that even some companies are thinking, you know what? We already did this for Apple. Do you want to hammer that nail as many times as this? Like, it's just happened. Maybe let's save our strong public support for other things. It's possible. But yeah, I think this is also something that we're going to see a little bit more support for in the future, and they all stand to benefit from it. So, it wouldn't surprise me if it started trickling in the next next week or so.
Mm-hmm. I mean, part of the criticism against Microsoft for not coming out right away, and of course, Bill Gates sort of came out and then he said, that's not really what I said. And, you know, I'm not sure if I support Apple or not. But I mean, Microsoft has tons of government contracts. That's a lot of their business. And so, you know, this means a little more coming from them, because, I mean, I think they're risking more because so much of their business does come from government contracts as opposed to Apple.